Desert Island Discs.
Judy, you are a Londoner, aren't you?
Yes.
How old were you when you started swimming?
Well, I started splashing around without my rubber ring when I was 8, and I joined my club really as a hobby when I was 11.
Yeah. What was the very first competitive event you took part in?
Well, I think it was a club event, and I came in a very poor last, splashing miles behind the others.
Oh, dear. When did you really start training seriously?
Well, I never really thought about training seriously. I was entered for small events, and I used to train for those, then entered for a larger event, and, you know, train hard for those. But I suppose the really most training I've ever done was before the Olympic Games.
Mm. When did you first swim abroad?
It was in Denmark. I swam for England. It was my second international. And I think it was 1955.
While you were still at school?
Yes.
Well, 1955 was a terrific year for you, wasn't it? You beat the champions of Six Nations in the 100 metres backstroke in Moscow, you beat the British record for 100 yards, and you won every possible championship in Britain.
Well, I was very lucky that year.
And you were only 16.
Mm.
Well, then you were picked for the Olympic team for the following year at Melbourne. That's, you say, when you really had to start getting down to work.
Yes, it was.
How many hours a day did you train before that?
Well, I left school a term before I should have done, but I was doing about 5 hours a day, I think, altogether.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly paid off because you won as the first swimming gold medal for 24 years, established a new Olympic record for the 100 metres backstroke. It was a very close race, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very close. The girl who was second, American girl, Karen Cohen, she did the same time as I did, and Margaret Edwards, the British girl who was third, was only a fifth of a second behind.
Now, during the 10 minutes before the result was given, must have been a terrible 10 minutes for you. Were you confident? Did you know you'd won?
Oh, no, I hadn't the faintest idea who'd won. All I cared was that it was over.
Are you very nervous before a race?
Well, I suppose I am. People say I don't show it, but I'm always nervous inside. But it's always best to be nervous because I think that helps, really.
I'm sure it does. Are you superstitious, Judy? Have you a mascot you travel with you?
Yes, I have. I usually carry a black cat around with me, and I usually wear St. Christopher.